our entrance antiphon for this beautiful solemnity, the psalmist proclaims that eternal truth which all of the prophets of the Old Testament offered as the one and sure and certain hope for the children of Israel. He proclaimed that he, the Lord, fed them with the finest wheat and satisfied them with honey from the rock. This beautiful solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, more familiarly known to us as the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, is how the church celebrates at every Mass, but on this most solemn occasion, celebrates its abiding and unwavering faith in the bread of life, that food which Jesus says gives real life because it is himself. Real food, his blood is real drink. Without it, we are lost. When we meditate on this constant faith of the church in the real presence of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Savior, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the most holy Eucharist, hopefully our faith, our hope, our charity is further strengthened and enlivened for us to be better imitators of him whom we consume. But also, we are consumed by his love, his mercy, his grace. And hopefully we understand better the prophets of the Old Testament, the message of the Archangel Gabriel to our Blessed Lady and then to Saint Joseph, that the child to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born and to be named Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God with us. At every Holy Mass, as the Church has always taught, and we find evidence of that in today's second reading in St. Paul's discourse recorded by St. Luke in the Acts of the Apostles. From the beginning, they not only believed, but they knew without a shadow of a doubt that what Jesus did at the Last Supper was definitive. It completes, it perfects all of human history and sets us on the path, literally the way of the cross. The church believes, the church teaches, the church lives that at every Mass it is the true representation in unbloody form of the sacrifice of the cross. To partake of that is to taste in this world a little bit of heaven. To worthily receive our Lord, who literally calls us to him, to eat his body and drink his blood, to receive him worthily, is truly what the great saints, doctors of the church, spiritual writers have all referred to as a foretaste of heaven. By our presence, by our reverence, by our adoration, we believe this. May the Lord's real presence among us, and as we receive him in Holy Communion, his presence within us sanctify us, transform us, help us daily to be more like him. There is no other way. There is no greater gift. There is no other life.